Tell you one time that I think about time. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, May 14th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I've been letting folk know that you can reach the PDF for the text of these shows both by going to the blog page below the date, the current date, as well as closer to the top, the page that holds the Prince songs that we talk about in these shows that are posted for these shows. And I hope you get a chance to visit that page and listen to the songs of Prince. The current draft that was uploaded this morning of that PDF is 714. Sisters and brothers, does Emily Dickinson's point that we discussed in our last show, her poem, The Outer from the Inner, derives its magnitude, 'tis duke or dwarf, according as is the central mood, the fine unvarying axis that regulates the wheel. Those spokes spin more conspicuous and fling a dust the while. Does her point, which implies hidden actions from a never-discussed bias that result in visible outcomes, tie in with Proudhon's, Pierre-Joseph Proudhon's point that every reformer is a magician or aspires to be? That is, are not both Emily's and Proudhon's points to do with our need to see the invisible within, the invisible power within, as opposed to the false power that hides itself without souls, so that we know we are not alone, overcoming power's check of atomization until we manifest love in our social relations? And does Emily's point not also tie in with Proudhon's, that course corrections, reform, though seeming slight, become massive evolution over time, implying that certain corrections, those Proudhon has identified, certain corrections to the social arrangement of class judiciously made or encountered result in the generation of its opposite, as only strategically exerted counterforce. And the outer must come from the inner to achieve its due magnitude, can topple a Goliath. We'll be considering Proudhon's point in the context of the broad array of approaches, ways into, or paths on which we get to, or doors that open onto this transition happening within, between, and among us today. Some came by train, others on foot. Some came laden, others naked and stooped. Some on feathery winds flew in. Many brought gifts. Many needed them.